This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. United States Senator Chuck Grassley has joined an Iowa delegation of lawmakers in a letter urging the Environmental Protection Agency to allow for summertime E15 sales in 2024. Last week, the EPA finalized a rule to approve year-round E15 sales, but delayed implementation until 2025. We will hear from Senator Grassley next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
Last week, the EPA finalized a rule to approve year-round E15 sales, but delayed implementation until 2025. The decision leaves summertime E15 availability in Iowa in question for 2024, which Senator Chuck Grassley says should not be the case.
I presume there's some sort of legal reason that it has to go into effect in 2025, but the president can step in under emergency powers and grant the same thing for 2024 like he did 2022 and 2023, and I expect that he will do that. I'm just saying, since he did it in those 2 years.
Ultimately, Grassley says he expects the Biden administration to issue a waiver allowing for E15 in summer 2024.
I mean, if this is within the law to do it 2025 into the future, then what in the heck? Why wouldn't the president do it for 2024?
The EPA's final rule allows states to use the same volatility limits for E15 and E10 and was in response to a petition by governors of the 8 Midwestern states, including Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds.
I want to compliment Governor Reynolds and our own Attorney General Byrd on this effort. First of all, Governor Reynolds issuing a request to EPA, as governors have authority under the law to do.
Representative Zach Nunn, Randy Feenstra, Ashley Hinson, and Marionette Miller-Meeks signed the letter, along with Senators Grassley and Joni Ernst. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.